You made the decision to leave, saying there is not a path for doing good for public health at the CDC. So what effect will this have on the CDC? All these resignations, your resignation, are you worried about what you're leaving behind and that others may follow you?
Of course I'm worried. I've been worried for months. I mean, I think if you've read my resignation letter, I did not write that resignation letter in 15 minutes. I have been ready to do this when I felt that I hit the line. And I hit the line when both I didn't think that we were going to be able to present science in a way free of ideology, that the firewall between science and ideology has completely broken down. And not having a scientific leader at CDC meant that we wouldn't be able to have the necessary diplomacy and connection with HHS to be able to really execute on good public health. Both of those things mean that I can't do my job and that my scientists can't do their job. When that happens, that's the beginning of harm, and that's the end of what I can do as a physician who said that first I would do no harm.